Time to chat with our tennis expert, US Open time, Roger Rashid. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yes, Thursday night. We're about just over an hour away before it's semi-finals for the ladies here. And these some exciting ones. I mean, obviously for the Americans, but also for the game of tennis, because we're seeing what should be the at the forefront of women's tennis with Sloane Stephens, Coco Vandeweghe, Madison Keys, and three power hitters, but also the legendary Venus Williams. So Venus takes the court first against Sloane Stephens. Big moment for Sloane, who's been out for just over a year, boys, and with a fractured foot. She's come back. She had a look at a game. When she was playing before, she wasn't quite dialed in. There'd be some engagement, and then there wouldn't be. It was almost like it was a chore to be day in, day out process of being a tennis player. Stepping away from the game, got to do a little bit of her own, just being normal sort of things, and then actually got involved with a little bit of commentary with Tennis Channel. So the passion was sort of there. She sort of dropped her guard, got in, you know, enjoyed the game again for what it was worth, could see from the outside in. And she's, you know, she hasn't looked back since. And it's a big moment for her. She holds a one love lead against Venus. That was 0-15 on clay. Venus is a completely different player. She's back to playing her best tennis. And for mine, I think she wins tonight.
Yeah, she
$1.50, Rog, up against Venus, up against Sloane, 260. And the other one, Vandeweghe, 230, up against Madison Keys, $1.62.
Yeah, that one's an interesting one as well. Coco and Madison, they've played against each other a lot. This is power tennis. From both semi-finals, these girls are going to just hammer the ball. It's just whether who's got the consistency and through. And realistically, it's all about the serve. Not necessarily the first serve, but the second serve. How good you can execute that. Because with all these girls, they can really dictate off the first blow. And it is first hit tennis. And if you can strike that first ball and get control of the other opposition serve. So I'm looking at that percentages of second serves, but also their placement. That's really the key. So Coco and Madison, I feel like Coco's got a little bit more variety. She's with her game, she moves in, she can get into net and volley. She plays pretty good doubles. But I'm not sure whether she's got the mentality. She's been a lot safer in her mind leading into this match, and Cassie's done a really good job, but she really folded at Wimbledon. Maybe Cassie's done enough work with her here to get to this stage, but for mine, Madison, who holds a winning record against her, I still think Madison's just got that little bit of more composure, and we'll make it through. But regardless, we're going to get some volatility on the court and some big hitting, but for mine, Keys has just a little bit more composure, okay. And it's the first time Coco Vandeweghe plays someone who can consistently hit the ball back as firmly as she can.
All right, mate. Nadal gets through easily, actually, and it'll be Del Potro. We thought it'd be Federer and Federer afterwards. Very honest about being off his game and that sort of thing, which was surprising.
Yeah, I think he's very open book these days. I mean, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing to hide anymore.
No,
you know,
he's done everything.
When you're sort of coming up and you're trying to, you know, you keep yourself sort of secluded from the opposition. Now it's, you know, he's very open about his analyzed his game. He's virtually being a commentator looking at his game. So he's had his bag back leading through, you know, just got through a couple of rounds there, was pretty lucky. So nothing would have been feeling really like, you know, fluid for him. So even just finding his game, yeah, he won a couple of three-setters, but the reality is his body wasn't right. He plays Delpo, and this guy just absolutely rifles his forehand. And he says, if you ask him what he does with his forehand, he will say, I just hit it as hard as I can. Mm. And he actually doesn't lie there. So he takes the racket out of your hand. Mm. Against Nadal, if Nadal drops the ball short, which he has tendencies to do with that loop, he'll get crucified. I think if that's the secret for mine. If Nadal can keep good depth and position of the ball, he wins. Delpo takes a lot of the game out of your hand. You know what? I'm slightly leaning Del Potro.
Okay. $3.30.
Yeah.
$3.30. Yeah. Oh, that's 85% of the money is going to Nadal, but Del Potro would be good odds for someone.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. I think there's some, it's going to be a really tight match. It's not a straight sets win. I mean, if it is, it's 6-6 and 6. You know, some sort of score like that where it's really tight. I don't think it's Nadal who can be a runaway train. But Del Potro wins too many free points for that to happen. Right. And the other one, Anderson and Buster. This is just opportunity for both. I think Anderson, quicker court, He takes your time away. He's going to keep pressing. He'll make some mistakes and there'll be some nerves. He's quite robotic the way he plays, but I like the person who's coming at you and making the play compared to Buster, who's generally a baseliner. He's going to try and play the percentages. I still like the guy who's actually playing a little bit of slingshot tennis on this court.
All right, so that's $1.40 Anderson into Del Potro's your upset of the semi-finals at $3.35 at tab.com.au. Rog, look forward to chatting about the finals on Monday morning, buddy.
See you, boys. Should be good. Good weekend, and you enjoy it as well.